It's Monday, May 24th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Let's review the financials of various security incidents, and CEO pay gets a pushback. This is the Business of Tech. In today's security news, let's look at some of the finances. Updating on payouts. CNA Financial, which is one of the largest U.S. insurance companies, paid $40 million to free itself from ransomware earlier this year, per a report last week in Bloomberg. The company's fourth quarter 2020 revenue, for perspective, was $387 million. The FBI is warning about at least 16 Conti ransomware attacks within the last year, with the gang sinking payouts as much as $25 million to decrypt systems. Amex has been fined £90,000 for sending 4 million spam emails to customers within a year. This from June 1st, 2018 to May 21st, 2019. And for comparison, Amex's fourth quarter 2020 revenue was $9.32 billion. Amex does get a discount on that fine if they pay by June 17th. Context has released research data showing that sales for anti-spam products has increased by 524% so far in 2021. Context also highlights data protection is up 102% and mail security up 30%. In recently released research from Fitch Ratings on ransomware and cyber insurance, premiums increased by 22% in 2020, and the direct loss ratio, which is the fraction of policy revenues paid out for claims, has risen to 73%. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is calling on the federal government to do something. In a letter to the Biden administration, they ask for making the issue a higher diplomatic priority, to disrupt the payment systems used by hijackers, to enhance global law enforcement efforts, and to create a fund for victims. So, why do we care? I've been thinking a lot about incentives, particularly as they apply to finances in security. $40 million sounds like a lot, but when the company's revenues are over a billion, well, it's about 4%. Sizable for sure. In Amex's case, however, the fine amounts to what? 0.00025% of overall revenue? Here's the trend. Amex will laugh off that spam violation. I don't see a single executive worrying about that damage. Plus, there are tons of companies making money off those anti-spam products, so why change? The insurance companies, however, are watching their margins shrink. Premiums will continue to go up, and so will restrictions on payouts. Change happens when the finances change. I've said for a while that if the damage from these ransoms was physical, the calls for help would have come sooner. The chamber sees that damage to business is sizable and disproportionate for small companies, and so thus the calls for government action. It's exactly the predicted list, law enforcement activities to make the dynamics change. Now, for an IT services company, the key learning around this is thinking more about the incentive structures in security. IT services companies are the intersection of this risk, and so understanding these dynamics and addressing them is going to be key. Now, in a story about that change, Axios is highlighting the change in behavior on CEO pay. Shareholders and companies are pushing back. Alliance Advisors issued a note that shows, quote, unusually low support levels, pushing back against executive compensations without reasons or rationale. 53% of Walgreens shareholders voted against their payout plan earlier this year, and Wells Fargo investors' support dropped, although still enough to approve the pay. AT&T, Starbucks, and GE have also had pay proposals shot down. Now, why do we care? So this is the second half of the story. If you want to see different behaviors, you change the incentive structures. The pushback is being examined after a year of a rough economy, business struggles, and displaced workers. It's hard to justify paying those massive pay packages in those conditions. I'll be interested to see if this change in behavior applies to tech. The companies discussed here are not tech companies. And those same companies, despite a ton of backlash, are doing financially incredibly well. tech companies are not facing those same struggles. Thus, the interest is in watching this trend to see if accountability changes. And that's why we care. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today, a little weird day for me as there was work going on in my kitchen and I had to record at a different time and pace. Hope everything sounds great and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.